it down on top. Machuk washer, behoy moided lechavite kain gadol. That's why they would measure the sun for a chavitim of a kain gadol. The kain gadol used to have to bring every morning and he served the flour from his house. Now, if he bring it from a godish was piled up, while he was moving it, it would fall over. So therefore, it's much easier to have it mochuk, that the pile is smoothed down, and then you could divide it in half, will be much easier. So that's where Meir Shita, but there was two Esrenim in the Beis Hamikdash. However, the Chomer and the Chomer say no, there's only one measuring cup of an Yisorin. Shinemar the Pasuk says, V'Yisorin Echod la Keves so Echod, there's only one Yisorin for the Keves. And came if so, ma tamad loimi yisorin yisorin. According to Rabbanim, why does it say in the other pasuk yisorin yisorin two times? So Marcel the rabbi is chatzi yisorin. That's to teach us that there was a second measuring cup, a chatzi yisorin, like the Tanakhama holds. There was two measuring cups of a dove yavish. There was a yisorin and a chatzi yisorin. For Rabbi Meir, chatzi yisorin minolik has remained. Not that you have to have a chatzi yisorin. So Marcel nafkalei mevi yisorin from the vav from the yisorin. For Rabbanan, I'll tell you, Vav le dash, you don't dash in the Vav. For Rabbi Meir, Hai vi sarin, Echod la keves, Ho echod mayavale. What does he do with this pasuk? According to Rabbi Meir, there was two Esrenim. So what does the pasuk say now? There was only one Esrenim. So Mar says, Ohu, Shla yimdoid, Loi bishel shloisha lepar, For loi bishel shnein liayil, that if you have, if you need three Esrenim for a par, there's not one big cup to measure of three, but rather, you have to use Nisorin Echad. You have to use the one Nisorin and use it three times. For Rabbanan, how do they know this? Nafkalei minakuda. There's a dot in the Vav. The tiny we learned. Omer Reb Yosi. Loma nokud Vav shebiyem se Yisorin. How come the word Yisorin in the Vav there's a dot there? Loma nokud Vav shebiyem se Yisorin shel Yisorin. Rishon shel Yomtev harishon shechag. In the first day of Sukkot, it talks about the Kabbalahs there. It says a Vav, an extra dot in the Vav. So come to teach us, Shla yimdod loy bishal gimul apar, loy bishal shnayim liayil. That's the Jerusha. That's how comes to teach us. There was not a special measuring cup of three and two, but rather there was only one measuring cup of one, and they used it two or three times. For Rabbi Meir, that he needs a special plastic for this. Yisar Nechad wasn't there enough in the Nokud. The answer is, Nakud al-Darsh. He doesn't dash this from the Nakud, the dot in the Vav. He doesn't make this Rasha. But the Rabbanan say, yes, the dot is a miyut. It's a mayat. Do not have an extra measuring cup of three, but rather just pour it, just rather than make it one time, do it three times, use the one cup for three times. Then it says, Chatzi Sorin Mahoye Mishamish. Mish asks a question. What do you have to have the measuring cup of a Chatzi Sorin for? What do they use it for? So Mishnah says, Shabohoyu Moidid Lachavite Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol used to measure off a half for Baboiker, Umachzer Ben Habayim. So Mora says, Moidid is the truth that he had to measure it off. Or Minu, I have a question. It says that Chavite Kohen Gadol, Lohoyu Boyin Chatzoyin, he did not bring half of an Isorin in the morning. Ela rather, the Kohen Gadol used to bring every single day, Ela Mevi Isorin Shalom. He used to bring one complete Yisorin in the morning. And the Chatzayim, and after he brought into the Beis Hamikdash there, they would divide it in half, to use half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So where it says, Amarav Sheshes, my Moedid, the name of the time, what it means to say Moedid here, it means Mechalek and Echnami. After they measured off in the big Yisorin, then they would divide it in half. So divided in half means you'd pour out half into this other Kli, the Chatzi Yisorin, and that's the way they used to divide it. Now the Gemara says, "Boi minei Rami b'Chom amir Rav Chizda." That Rami b'Chom asked a question from Rav Chizda. What's going to be Chatzi Yisorin Rabbi Meir? According to Rabbi Meir, that they used to have a special kli for the Chatzi Yisorin in the Tanakam also. But according to Rabbi Meir, sheet that he holds by the Yisorin, there were two different type of kelim. One was gedusha, and one was mochuk. So the question is: is one kli of the Chatzi Yisorin? How was it made? Chatzi Yisorin Rabbi Meir Godeshoya, was it that the way you measured the Chatzi Yisorin was with the piling on top? Or Mochakoy, or else no, it was the way you measure it, smooth out? So that's the shayla, this Chatzi Yisorin, how was it made? Was it made that there was enough flour to go inside it that you just smooth it down on top? That's called Mochuk. That was the Chatzi Yisorin? Or no, the inside was not enough, it was only with the piling on top of it that you had a Chatzi Yisorin. So Mori asked the question, you could ask the same question according to the Rabbonin. Even though they only had one Yisorin, but they had a Chatz Yisorin. So Shaila was, how is the measuring of the Chatz Yisorin? So Gemara says, true, but Lu Rabbonin Yisorin Gufukom Miboyilu. Look, according to Rabbonin, you could ask the question, they held there was only one Yisorin. How was that Yisorin measured? Godish Hoya or Mocha Koya? The Yisorin itself, was it a Godish that you only measured it with the pile on top? Or was it Mocha? No, you measured it by smoothing it down on top. So Amalei, they said back to him like this, Midi Rab Meya Nishma Le Rabbi Meya, or Midi Rab Meya Nishma Le Rabbon Enechnami. From Rab Meya, you can hear what Rab Meya holds. And once you know what Rab Meya holds, you'll also know what Rabbonin hold. The what? Midi Yom Rab Meya, since Rab Meya says, Yisorin Mochuk Chatzi Yisorin Nami Mochuk. Since Rab Meya holds that Yisorin was Mochuk, so Mela comes out that the Chatzi Yisorin was also Mochuk. If so, midi Rabbi Meir mochuk, the Rabbon and Nami mochuk, and Christ Rabbon and Nechem would also be mochuk. In other words, like we explained before, according to Rabbi Meir, the reason why there were two Yisroinis, the Gedusha, that was for a regular mincha, and but the Kohen Gadol was mochuk. So you see, according to Rabbi Meir, the Yisroin itself was a mochuk. Why we say? Because it's easier to pour off to make it into half. So Pshita was, and the same thing was by the Chatz Yisroin also, was also mochuk. So men who were then according to Rabbanan Shita also. How was the Chatz Yisorin made? It was made mochuk that he can measure off, smoothing it down on top. Now the Gemara says, Boi minei romi b'achomim Rav Chisdo. He has a question like this. Chavite kohen gadol b'ma mechalkon l'chalis. The Chavite kohen gadol, again, used to bring a complete Yisorin of flour in the morning. He would divide it in half, and half, use half of the Yisorin in the morning. Now out of that half of an Yisorin of flour, we'd have to make six chalas, because together the Kohen Gadol brought 12 chalas each day, six and six. So how do we divide up this half of an Yisorin of dough into six chalas? Biyad, did he use his hands to divide it? No, he just estimated it. Or the kli, or no, that he have to have a measuring cup, like a weight, a scale, to measure it off. So Mar says, pshit it simple, the biyad, that he used to measure it off just with his hands, estimated. Deep, because if he used to have a scale to weigh it off in a kli, turutin yachnis, is it nice to bring a scale into the base of Migdash? Because it's not mistaken, but he used to have a scale there. So where it says, why not for yachnis? Why not bring a scale in if you have to measure it off to know exactly how much dough should be for each flour, each challah? So where it says, no, kivun the klola ksiv, since it says by the klola, therefore lav urcha aryo, not nice to bring them to the Beis Hamikdash. Like the Pasuk says, Ve'eshivu lachmechem b'mishkal. You're going to have so little scarce of flour, you're going to have to measure it off. So the measuring off of flour is like a klola. Therefore, it's not nice to bring them to the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, it's not mustava to use the scale, rather only the hands. That's from the Chatz Yisorin of the flour. They would measure off six pieces like to make the six chalas. The other one says, Boi minei romi b'achom v'rav chizdo, shulchon, the shulchon and the mishkon, on the Beis Hamikdash, ma'o she'kadish k'motzim, the goydish shaloi. If you have the k'mitzah of a mincha, can you put it like on the top part of the shulchon, the goydish shaloi? Means not on the in part of the shulchon, but goydish shaloi means, like we said, when you pile it up on top, it comes all the way on top. It's above the opening of the shulchon, above the shulchon, would it be mekadesh to kamotzim shaloi? Midu mekadesh lechem, one svara, since the shulchan is mekadesh to lechem, and the lechem goes on top of the shulchan, is kamotzim nami mekadesh? So what then, the shulchan would be mekadesh to kamotzim that goes on top of it? Or do we maybe know, the chozal mekadesh, only what's fit is a mekadesh. But le chozal mekadesh, what's not fit is not mekadesh. That's the shailah. Is the shulchan mekadesh to lechem or not? So that's the other shot. Side is no. I do maybe know the chozle mekadesh only what's fit to be on the shulchan is the shulchan mekadesh it. But the lechozle something like the kamotzim, the kmitza, the mincha is not fit to go on the shulchan. Maybe le mekadesh. Maybe the shulchan is on mekadesh it. Omalei said back to him, yes, ain't the mekadesh that the shulchan is not the mekadesh a kmitza of a mincha, since that's not the place we're supposed to put the kmitza. It goes into a klisha. It's not on top of the shulchan. Mas ani, it's not that way. Vom Rabbi Yechonon ledivri yomer tivchayim umachzo, that the lechem was two tfachim umachzo, so kofel used to fold it over. Nimtza comes out that Shulcha Mekadesh Chamish also Tefach Lamala would be 15 Tefachim above, because each side was 6 high and each one was 2.5, so 6 times, so it used to be 15 Tefachim high above the Shulchan that was still Mekadesh to Lechem. And a Divri Yoyma Tefchayim, but no, the Lechem was only 2 Tefachim tall, is Kaifel, after you fold it up was 2. Nimtza comes out, Shulchan Mekadesh Yud Beis Tefach, there's Mekadesh 12 Tefachim above Lamala, because there were 6 Lechems piled up, and each one was 2 Tefachim, was 12 Tefachim above the Shulchan. So you see the Shulchan is Mekadesh what's above it. Or Malay again, he says, Einu Mekadesh the Korv, it's not Mekadesh to be makrivit to put on the Mizbeach, because there's no Hakrovah for the Lechem. Av Mekadesh Lifsol, it's only Mekadesh it to make it possible, mean if you don't eat it after you take it off, we'll have a psul, either Yotz will have a psalon, or psalina would be on it. So Kurukashu the Dik is, because it says Loshin over here that the Shulchan is Mekadesh, Chamisa Sarat Fochim, Lamala. So Kolem Rashi says, Shekidish Shal Shulchan Oilo, Chamisha Tvochim, whatever it's Mekadesh. But the Mekadesh cold over, Ben Lechem Ben Kemotzim. Mash, anything you put within 15 Tvochim on top of the Shulchan receives Kedusha. So how do you say it's not Kodesh? So the answer is Enechnaim, it's not Mekadesh Shitli Korib, it's not enough to give a Kedusha Saguf to put it on the Mizbeach. It's only Mekadesh enough that has a Psul, whether it be Yaitse, whether Psulina, Psulim will be Chal. But really the Korib, it's not enough for the Kemotzim that you have to be Makabit on the Mizbeach, that you have to have more, that you'll have to have on the klisharis, not just on top of the shulchan. Now the Mishnah says sheva midas shalach, to measure off liquid there were 7 midas, 7 different measuring cups. Saw you the midash hin, there was a hin that was yud beis lugin, then a chatzi hin, or shlishas hin, or revias hin, lug v'chatzi lug, or revias lug. These were the 7 different measurements. Reb Leza, Reb Tzadik Omer, shenosa soya behin. He held there was only one big measuring cup. It had a hin, and there were like scratches or lines on it. Ad kan lapar v'yad kan layel, ad kan lakevis. There were lines like the picture in Rashi here. There was just lines. It was one big measuring cup, and it had lines when it ended a hin or a chatzi hin. Reb Shimon Aymelu hoyu shom hin. You don't have to have the measuring of a hin. V'chima hoyu hin meshong. What do you need a hin for in the Beis Hamikdash? Ela rava mido yisera shalugu machza. Where was the 7th measuring cup? That was lugu machza hoysa. Shom sheboy hoyu moided leminchas kain gadol. For the mincha, the kain gadol used to have 3 lugum, 1.5 in the morning, 1.5 in the afternoon. So you used to have a special measuring cup of a lugu machza baboike and a lugu machza ben rabai. Tana rabbanon like this. Sheva midas shalach hoy b'migdash. There were 7 midas for measuring of liquid in the base of migdash. There was a revius of a hin, a lug, a v'chati lug, the lug, or revius hin. So it starts like this. There was a revius of a lug, then there was a chatzi lug, and then there was a lug. That's a 3. Now revius a hin, or shlisha a hin, v'chatzi hin, fihin. This was 7 different measuring cups. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. See, goes downwards, upwards. Rabbi Meir said the opposite way. Hin starts out with the biggest measurement. It was a hin, then a chatzi hin, then a shlisha a hin, then a revius a hin. The lug, the chatzi lug, revius lug. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, the Gemara will explain what's enough Kamina, whether you start cheshbing upwards or start the cheshbins downwards. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, there was no hint in the Beis Hamikdash. Why? What do you have to have a hint for? Nothing was measured in the hint. It only started out with a chatzi hint. So if so, as to me, Ovi Tachtav, Lamaisa, there were 7 measurings. So what do I use for the 7th one? Elamidi Yisera Shalugamachta, there was 1 Lugamachta. And Shom Sheboy Hoyim Moedah Chavitikoin Godel, Lugamachta, Voik Lugamachta Ben Abayim. Omuloi Chati Lug Hoysa Shom, Vieshul Shai Bechatzlug. What do you have to have a special one and a half for? He had 1 with 1 and 1 with a half, so use both of them. Omuloi Machlud Reyim, Velug Layasa Revius Hoysa Shom. You don't even have to have a Chati Lug, just you have a Revius. Vieshul Shai Revius. Ella, what do you have to say is that cloud, Hoy Bamigdosh, that Klisha Meshamish Midazu, and the Meshamish Midacheris. That a measuring cup that you use for one measuring, you don't use for another. See, also, the one you use for half has to only be for half of a lug. And the one you use for one has to be only for one complete lug. If you want to measure 1.5, you can't take 1 of both, but rather you have to have a new measuring cup, 1.5 lugs. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side, so just wait till the end of the tape, and then turn over, we'll continue on the other side. You're holding daf peches amar aleph on top. Again, leshal was it to Shimon el Omer and said lo hayishon hin. There was no measuring cup of a hin in the base of Hamikdash, and the sign was of chimah hayihin meshamish. What do you have to have a hin for? We didn't use anything with hin. You only start out with a chapti hin. So therefore, the top of the Gemara.